Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nick Wilson and Spencer German cover everything from Ohio State to the biggest college football stories around the nation during their Sons of the Shoe podcast, Sons of the Shoe. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app at 92.3thefan.com or wherever you get your podcast to make sure you have fresh episodes each week of the college football season. What do we got? Marshall this week, and then I'm hearing hopefully we'll have a time for the Michigan State game by the end of today, okay. If not sometime this afternoon.
Okay. Two games is not enough to make any hard and fast judgments about anything. Browns defense look okay to you?
Yeah, I thought they looked okay yesterday. And they came up with a gigantic play. They came up with a couple of gigantic plays. I thought that goal line stand in the first half was a big deal to hold them to a field goal.
Yep.
And then the safety was just outstanding. Outstanding.
I love the attack mentality of the defense. I don't like the fact that the Jags needed to get downfield and have a shot to throw it into the end zone, and they got downfield and had a shot to throw it into the end zone.
Yeah, we were only throwing three guys up on the line. All the linebackers were back about 15, 20 yards off the ball on the word go. I don't know if I love that defense. I don't know. But if you play it straight and get burned, then you got bigger trouble. So that's that prevent defense, and you just look at it and you're like, oh, you were going to let them get down the field? Okay.
When they lost to the Cowboys 33-17, the Cowboys put up a lot of points, 33 points. There were factors in that game, certainly. Only 13 for Jacksonville. They were horrendous in the first half. And I give the Browns defense a lot of credit for that. I'm not saying it was Jacksonville's defense that was just offense that was just horrendous. It was the Browns defense being really pretty good. And I appreciate that. Second half, even though you gave up more yardage, Andy, you only gave up 10 points. That's pretty good. If you can hold a team to something that starts with a one on most weeks, you're going to win a lot of football games. So I have nothing but praise for what the Browns defense did, with the little caveat, man, when you need to just stop them, please just stop them so we don't have a last play. I don't care if there's time left on the clock or not. If it shouldn't have been there or whatever. Stop them. Don't let them get downfield and have a chance to throw it into the end zone.
It'd be nice to see them pop a couple of their turnovers. There's been a couple opportunities where guys – and it's funny because you laugh when a defensive back drops a football on an interception. They go, oh, that's why they're not a wide receiver. But, I mean, you're flirting with the bottom of the league. You're mid to bottom of the league in takeaways. And so, you're hoping for a little bit more than that when you only have two through two games and – other teams are pushing it, but the sack numbers have been great. I mean,
more sacks. Corners are playing corner because most of them can't catch.
Yeah, oh, that's right. He said it. Wow, he said the same thing. That's awesome.
That's what Coach Martz is here for.
Yeah,
make us smarter.
Yep. Four sacks yesterday.
Yeah, so seven.
Also added that.
Mike, I'm having trouble with my seven iron.
Yeah, throw it away and use your eight.
Okay, so good. So good.
That's fabulous, isn't it?
We're just chopping it up with the former NFL head coach. No problem.
Chopping it up, aren't you?
Guy had nothing to do with Cleveland.
Aren't you just hip?
Chopping it up with him. Somebody said that the other day. They were chopping it up on the field. I can't be cool.
I thought the defense did a really solid job. And, let's stay tuned. They play the Giants this week. The Giants offense is putrid, although they have Malik Nabers.
Who you love really, that word, man.
I love
you?
The word putrid. Curly said it all the time. So, come on. If it's good enough for Curly and the Three Stooges, it's good enough for us.
Do I need to look up the year reference on there or just go forward? Just go forward, Jeff.
Iconic. There's no year reference on the Stooges. They're just iconic. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd, Stooges, iconic.
Absolutely.
There you go, Andy, enough.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Todd.
And I ain't ashamed that I still laugh at the punchlines before I know they, and I know they're coming, just like all y'all do, too.
Exactly.
Why doesn't Joe Besser get more love?
Because Joe wasn't very good. Todd, go ahead.
Well, here's where I am. Here's where I am. By the way, Dan, I know you back there, man. If these Jokers lose 8 games, we need to make some space for an MLS team. I know you're with me on that.
So, I've been with you for a long time. That's not just Dan. I'll take an MLS team.
Let's go, baby. Okay, let's go.
You, I'm with you. It's fun, man.
But let's move
forward. I'll take an NWSL team in a minute, too. Let's get cooking.
Moving forward. So I don't really believe that he was earned Coach of the Year last year. I thought the coach from the Texans was the best man for that particular Coach of the Year year. This year, he's got room because they look real mediocre. The talent is much better than mediocre. And if he can get those dudes together, Kevin Stefanski absolutely, unanimously, should be the Coach of the Year. There is no good reason for them to have not scored at least 24 points on Jacksonville. And are y'all with me on this? I held my breath when White got that safety. I watched the gap open up, and I was like, you got to get there. Did y'all hold y'all breath before he hit that dude?
No. All I saw was safety. That's all I was looking at.
You didn't see the four steps before he like got dead aim on him.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I got to go back and break down the all-22 before I can make
there
such
you go,
an assumption.
Andy.
That's a good coach's answer on everything. I'm not aware of the play. I need to look at the all-22.
I'm here to tell y'all, that's saying a lot for me because my vision swings a lot, but I just happened to be seeing clear at that time, and that gap opened up, and White started picking up steam. I was like, get him. All right, later.
Thank you.
See you, Todd. Todd making his cameo for the day. I like that. Daryl's in Solon. Daryl, welcome to the show.
The Three Stooges made it all the way to 1970. Hey, how are you?
Good. I got to mention this because I guess maybe I'm the only one. But that, and everyone wants to pile on Deshaun Watson saying you can't throw that ball. True. But you can't call that play either.
I thought, Daryl, you can't put the ball in the quarterback's hands and not expect him to try and throw the football.
And the call, what he said in the press conference was like, hey, if something opens up, no. Give it to the guy who's used to running with two hands on the ball getting hit by a 300-pound guy. That play had P.J. Walker. Remember that play, P.J. Walker? It was kind of like the same play. He, you know, bellied out. Only he threw it in the end zone and it almost got intercepted. That I'm watching the game with a group of my friends, and one of my friends says, don't get cute. And I'm like, oh, it's no way. Just give it to the running back up. And sure enough, when I saw him belly out, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Come on. You can't do that.
Well, they did, and luckily they survived, Daryl, because it was
– Yes, and then Kevin blames Deshaun. I told him not to do that. No, come on, man.
Although you're paying the guy a lot of money to be the number one guy, and quarterbacks know that they shouldn't throw the ball in certain situations.
I understand that, but I mean, honestly, if you know, me and you and Andy, we're nowhere near coaching. But hey, we've all played a coach a time or two, and we spent the night at a Holiday Inn.
That's true.
You don't call that.
I actually played a coach in LeBron's movie.
Well, see, there you go.
You got to see my back.
Ding!
It was very exciting.
Daryl, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
There's Daryl and Solon.
Thank you. I was talking to Jamal White about end of game, 2 minute drill, stuff like that.
I thought you were talking about your fine movie career.
No, the back of my head. It was really exciting to see that. That was fantastic.
I've seen it. It's not that exciting.
We were, my hair looked good though. That was all that mattered.
Oh, you got that.
That's true. I could say something. I'm not going to.
I don't have hair.
So we were
there,
just talking
there
about.
There you go, Andy.
He kept saying that. No, I didn't say it. Well, why would you rip yourself, Jeff?
It's not
why
ripping.
Would you be so mean to yourself? I'm never.
Not. You're being mean to God. It wasn't my choice.
Jeff, I would never ridicule the follicly challenged. That's not very nice. It's inappropriate.
Thanks.
And it's rude.
Anyway, to be young and dumb.
Man. And have hair.
Jamel said yesterday, we were talking about 2 minute warning or 2 minute drives at the end, right? You're killing me. And he said that when he was with Bruce Arians just had this thing where he would call five plays at once, and then if there had to be anything more than a fifth play, if they didn't have any timeouts, it was totally on the quarterback. Everything was on the quarterback. It was fascinating.
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 Fascinating. Henry's in Akron. Henry's always fascinating. Hi, Henry.
Henry.
Clear to y'all. You never talk about all those penalties that the Browns have.
We totally did. I did in the beginning. I said... The other day I said the Browns won't have 11 penalties and would they end up with 13 for 100 yards? Henry, you are right. You are the smartest caller of the day right now. Keep going.
No, I'm still not finished yet.
I'm waiting for you.
He's so unhinged. The team is unhinged because of Kevin Stefanski. And then you're talking about Amari Cooper. They should have cut his dumb A. They should have cut him. They don't need nobody like that. They can't catch the damn ball.
You know, he was the leading pass receiver last year for this team.
That don't make a difference.
Nah,
we want to see production. If he's dropping the balls, he needs to go. And his family. Point blank.
And oh, man, his family. Wow.
They like it here in Northeast Ohio,
man.
Henry.
I don't care if they like it. He needs to go.
They're spending a lot of money in our economy. They're helping us make money.
His taxes alone, Henry, take care of a couple of streets.
They have a problem with scouting. They even know how to evaluate talent. Look at Newsom. He got beat for a 60-something-yard bomb. The dude didn't even turn around and look at the ball. He needs to go. They need to just gut that whole damn organization.
How about Myles Garrett? What do you think? Get rid of Myles Garrett, too?
Maybe. How many sacks did he get?
One.
He should have got 3 or 4 sacks in that game,
yeah.
Right? But he didn't.
Maybe he's losing a step.
Henry, anything else? As long as you're rolling, we're going to let you roll.
You are the epitome of a Browns therapy Monday. Keep going, Henry. Keep going.
The point I'm trying to make is they don't know how to evaluate no damn talent. That's the problem. They're a fucking cancerous-ass team.
All right, Henry.
You were so close.
See, you took it too far, Henry.
So close.
It's just not. Oh, it's not what we do here at the fan.
Such a disappointment.
It really was, wasn't it, Andy?
Potty mouth.
That's not. It's not what
you don't
you
even
want.
Get the chance to hear it.
No.
I feel bad for the listeners because I
thought
it was. I liked the emotion of the phone call, but then in the end, so sad. So sad.
Amari Cooper has 7 1,000-yard seasons in his career, including in 4 of the last 5. More than that.
You sound depressed about
5 out of the last 6. Well, you know why I am a little depressed? I think he might hit that 30 wall. Not convinced of it. Not convinced of it.
He just needs
and
a couple
I like
of
him.
Catches.
I think he's a terrific player. But you know, there might be a reason that the Browns haven't extended him. Maybe there was a reason that there were trade talks for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay. I'll buy into all that. You need to upgrade your team. That's the key.
That's about it. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up this hour right here on Baskin and Phelps, hopefully in about 15 minutes.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.